people want to be more like you.
Really?
So, and you know, for the fate of humankind, I think it would be great to have more Elon Musks. So what do we need to do to become more like Elon?
I don't know if that's, I think it maybe sounds better than it is. honestly, there's a friend of mine who's got a great saying about creating a company, trying to build a company and have it succeed is like eating glass and staring into the abyss. what tends to happen is it's sort of quite exciting for the first several months of starting a company. Yeah. And then reality sets in, things don't go as well as planned, customers aren't signing up, the technology or the product isn't working as well as you thought.
Yeah.
That can sometimes be compounded by a recession. It can be very, very painful for several years. Frankly, starting a company, I would advise people to have a high pain tolerance.
Yeah. And thanks for reminding us of the harsh, very harsh and brutal reality of launching a startup. There is that Elon Musk / Tony Stark mystique. You know, people think, you know, you are, Robert Downey Jr. modeled his character, Tony Stark, Iron Man, on you. It's easy, it's fun. You're a superhero titan of industry. But it's really hard. It's really difficult. And it's something that requires perseverance and grit. Do you fear that maybe in this generation or the younger generation that they don't have that perseverance and grit to take on these really tough challenges?
I think some people do.
Yeah.
I think it is definitely true that, I mean, maybe there are occasionally companies that get created where there's not an extended period of extreme pain, but I'm not aware of, you know, very many of such instances.
Yeah.
I do think that new great entrepreneurs are born every day, and we'll continue to see amazing companies get built. I would definitely advise people who are starting a company to expect a long period of quite high difficulty.
Yeah.
As long as people stay super focused on creating the absolute best product or service that really delights their end customer, if they stay focused on that, then if you get it such that your customers want you to succeed, then you probably will.
All right. You have to focus on the customer and delivering for them.
Yeah. Make sure if your customers love you, your odds of success are dramatically higher. Yeah.
All the entrepreneurs in this room, they're listening to that message. And you know, we're running out of time, so this is the final question. This is for the budding entrepreneurs in the room who could take an Elon Musk idea and run with it. I mean, quite famously, Hyperloop was the idea that you had to give away because you just don't have enough time to deal with it. What are the other ideas that you have that you would love to see another entrepreneur just take on and go?
Well, I think there's a lot of opportunity in general in electrification of transport. So electric aircraft, I think there's a lot of opportunity there. In genetics, although that's sort of a thorny area, but I think that's, you know, in terms of solving some of the more intransigent diseases, genetics are really key to solving those. Mm. Something that I think people maybe only beginning to look at is establishing some kind of brain-computer interface.
Brain-computer interface.
Yeah, at the neuron level. So this is sort of intelligence augmentation as opposed to artificial intelligence.
Right.
And I think that has a lot of potential.
You mentioned to me yesterday. I really had kind of no idea what you were talking about, and then I looked up Ian Banks, Neuralace.
Neuralace.
That's right.
Exactly.
And so it's this concept of, you know, wiring the brain. So it's either there could be a brain internet. And it could also mean that we can upload our thoughts to the cloud.
you would never forget anything. You wouldn't need to take photographs.
Yeah. No, it was incredible. I mean, you would never forget anything. You would expand your ability to process information, to remember information, right? But then when the denial of service attack happens,
you gotta watch out for hacking. That could really be awkward.
You gotta watch out for that. But also, and then I read it can also be used to fight degenerative diseases like Parkinson's too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think it actually would be quite quite an equalizer as well, because I think the delta between it would sort of even things out, I think.
You mean in humankind?
Yeah,
people
yeah.
would be there would be no education disadvantage. Everyone would be starting at the same level.
Yeah.
So there would be no meritocracy. No, there would be
there
a
would
new
be,
meritocracy.
There would You'd, be, but it would be the differences would be smaller. The delta would be smaller, probably.
Wow, and you really welcome that kind of world?
I don't know, welcome. You asked for predictions.
Okay. Sorry.
For predictions are not the same as preferences. So, do I think something like that is likely to occur? I think probably.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, it's incredible. We could go on and on. Unfortunately, we have to wrap and leave it at that. Let's give it up for Elon Musk. That was really awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.